It's a little hard to fathom in the hot, muggy days of August, but some kids are already back at school, and many are getting ready to set off for college any day now. Our next story is about a group of kids in Miami who didn't have college on their radar, but their high school soccer coach helped them make it happen. WLRN's Rowan Moore Garrity has the story.
At soccer practice, boys from the Miami Edison Senior High School team speak Haitian Creole. At games, fans play rah-rah music in the stands. The school is smack dab in the middle of Miami's Little Haiti, with a student body that, in many cases, is just beginning to master English.
When I take the program over, 99% of them were like Haitian descent kids, and college was not a part of the discussion.
Gomez Lalo started coaching the boys' team at Miami Edison 12 years ago. In his first year, Lalo rented a van and drove his team up to Georgia State University to give them a taste of the possibilities. They all slept in a single hotel room and took part in soccer tryouts the next day. A handful even made the team, with offers of potential scholarships to match. But none was ready to leave Miami. Here's what they told him.
Well, now, you know, coach, I cannot leave because if I leave, I'm the only one here with my mom, and then she has nobody else. I say, I understand that, but I say, well, if you want to help your mom that don't have anything right now, she's struggling. The best thing that you can do, move away.
Get a degree and come back. 11 years later, Lalo's in the bleachers at Little Haiti Soccer Park, watching his fellow coaches run players through drills. It's a soccer club he founded. This is where many of the Edison players stay in shape during the off-season. This year, boys and girls from Edison are headed to play college soccer out of state. But Wadline Saint-Just says leaving Miami for Wisconsin was a difficult choice.
Sometimes when I think about my mom, that I'm going to leave her, like she have other kids, but only me. I'm the first one in the family that are going to college.
She's going to Silver Lake College in small-town Wisconsin, along with her classmate Chepsen Norius. Neither one has visited the school, but they leave this weekend.
Have you ever seen snow before?
No.
You're gonna see some.
Yeah, I heard about it.
You need to get a big jacket.
Yeah, I know.
Beyond the cold weather, Chepsen says the whole idea feels pretty remote from Port-de-Paix, where he lived until 2 years ago.
Like, to be honest, when I was in Haiti, I never thought I was gonna have a scholarship to go to college for soccer. But when I came here, I'm like, I gotta play soccer, because that's the only way that can get me out of my life.
All told, 14 Edison soccer players are heading to college on scholarships this year. That reflects the school's athletic talent and, players say, a stern focus on behavior and grades. In school, players have to carry around a weekly progress report to each of their classes.
And after I got it written back to Mr. Lalo, sometimes I got C, but it's A and B.
Edison is yet to send players to top-shelf soccer programs, but by focusing on small schools with more flexibility, Coach Lalo has carved out a niche for players who are undocumented or whose English is still a work in progress.
Work hard. Don't cheat yourself.
On the field, Okay. The boys' team has quietly become a local powerhouse, competing against kids who play on travel teams year-round. Chepsen Norius says other teams have a way of reminding them that Edison is an underdog. But it just makes them more determined.
Yeah, we gotta play hungry, so we can show what they think about us. That's not true.
And there's another reason too.
Cause we know where we came from. We gotta work hard so we can be something in life.
Wisconsin, get ready. For the world, Rowan Moore Garrity, Miami.